This episode of Starship Excelsior includes sensitive content consistent with a TV-14 rating. Discretion is advised.
Zero 600 hours. Awake! Awake! All prisoners to roll call positions.
Computer, snooze.
Snooze not available. Please assume roll call position.
Right.
Good morning. I'm Lieutenant Callie, making the morning rounds, and I just wanted to welcome you to my agricultural detail. And of course, you're... Oh, I see you go by L now. Looking forward to hearing that story sometime. Anything I can do for you, L?
Yeah, move me to a Klingon prison. The guards there don't pretend to be your friends.
True, but they're not as pretty. See you outside, L.
Zero 630 hours. Block A, prisoners to the cafeteria. Good morning, Charlie. There are 40 days left in your sentence. What do you want today?
Give me a cheeseburger, computer, egg on top, and fries.
Replicating. Have a good day, Charlie.
Thanks, computer.
Good morning, L. There are 3,506 days left in your sentence. What do you want today?
I don't want anything from someone with this much hate inside him. Just stay away.
Please restate request. What would you like to eat, L? Your most common request is oatmeal, cold. Should I replicate
that? No. Irinello. Special occasion.
Replicating. Have a good day, L.
Yeah, Tom, go ahead, have an ear of corn. But we still have a lot to harvest today. L? You doing okay?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I know you have experience, but you're moving like... Well, have you used this brand of laser thresher before?
You'll till the fields, grow old, and die. Your greatest fear since the day you were born.
L?
I'm just a little tired.
So you hold the thresher to the grain like this, and then you press the button. You see?
Sure. Give me a day, Lieutenant. A day's all I need.
Okay, Al. But if you need anything...
I don't.
Being who looks like Al can't do that. Perhaps you would like to take off those heavy metal pips and join us. In fact, I believe this fine young human here was about to buy us another round.
I was? I mean, yes, I was. Wasn't I?
But not for anyone wearing their pips. You understand.
He understands.
Drinks are only for beings, not for officers.
Commander, you have not engaged in recreation activities in over 3 days. Do you require a menu of recreation?
No. Close my cell door. Mark, do not disturb.
All right. Let me just, there.
Okay!
Captain's log. Supplemental to the supplemental. Now it seems obvious. I'm afraid I might lose all this.
0600 hours. Awake. Awake. All prisoners to roll call positions.
In range of Gevenon Prime, sir.
Ensign, target all inhabited surfaces. Compute for total extermination with minimum time interval and ammunition expenditure. I'm fine, Killing a planet isn't the soul-destroying horror it's cracked up to be.
Repeat. Awake. Awake. All prisoners to roll call positions.
Yeah, fine. I can do it one last time. Computer, time to breakfast.
Cell doors will unlock in 30 minutes. Prisoners are welcome to perform hygiene rituals appropriate to their species. Would you like a list of recommended hygiene for species, Bolian?
No, we only have a half an hour. Open a new letter instead. Dictation. Dear Skipper, I'm sorry about the things I said to you on your last visit. Thank you for writing to me anyway. I am a shabby excuse for a friend. You're it, you know. If it weren't for you, I'd just be talking to myself. So I threw it all in your face, and now here I am, talking to myself. We spend so much of our lives unhappy, and we spend so much of the rest of our time trying not to think about it. When they write my obituary, it'll all be about the adventures and the first contacts. No one's gonna mention how I spent a half a year after the Centaur in a sick bay, drinking and learning to hate. Maybe they should. By this point, I've spent more of my life being that guy than the other one. Secretly, don't we all? The hard part about prison, though, is that they want to help you so bad. They've got betazoids everywhere. We don't have a right to the privacy of our own minds. It took a long time to arrange, but I know what needs to happen. And I was able to filch a laser thresher. That'll get the job done. I just wanted you to know that this isn't your fault. It's me. It's all me. It's always been all me. The last thing you asked me, well, shouted, but I deserved it, was, what the hell is wrong with you? And I don't know how to answer that. I never have. There was a man, though, once, a long time ago, who I think had an inkling. I think I owe it to you to tell you about him, so you know it really wasn't you. You tried harder than anyone. When I'm done, well, I won't take up any more of your time. This was a few years ago when Admiral Parker still had a few centimeters of faith in me, and Melissa had managed to finagle me into that monastery. I still felt almost like me.
A notable improvement since last week. Especially you, Brother L.
Thank you, Brother Dismas.
This scholar may yet be made fit for joint services. Thank you, gentlemen. Your excuse to your works.
Brother L? Brother L?
Sister Faye, what are you doing over here with the brothers? I was heading to the garden, but maybe you could swing by the refectory with me and distract Father Paul so I can swipe a marsh pudding?
Marsh pudding? Oh, just take mine next time. Tastes like swamp.
Still the closest thing to a dessert in this place.
You don't have time, brother. Your porter told me you have the tower key this week.
Sure. What do you need to get up there for? Bit of a long walk from your convent.
The crystal eye.
What about it? Michaelmas lighting is still a month away.
By the old rule, the sisters are responsible for maintaining it. So Mother Superior sent me to clean it.
Whoa. What'd you do to get your abbess mad?
What'd you do to get your father prior mad?
What do you mean?
The keyholder can't leave the unlocked door unattended, which means
I'm cleaning the eye too. Well, that explains why Father Paul was so nice when he gave it to me.
Brother, why do I keep finding myself in this position since I met you?
I could just as easily ask you the same thing, Faye.
My formation director thinks you're a threat to my vocation.
Well, my formation director thinks I'm a threat to everyone's vocation.
Father Paul?
Yeah.
Come.
You sent for me, Father Prior?
I did, Brother Dismas. Have a seat. Warm yourself by the fire.
Oh, thank you, Father. The mausoleum gets cold this time of year.
Oh. What brought you there?
Oh, memories. Once, when I was wandering there as a boy, I felt a profound connection to the race that built this place. They never knew our Lord, yet they left behind such beautiful things. The eternal searchlight there, for example. They didn't need to know his face, to strive for him, to be loved by him.
The inheritance the people of this world left us is indeed beyond counting.
When my own prayers run dry, I sometimes go there to ask for their intercession.
I'm sorry, Dizzy. I didn't mean to pry.
Oh, you've never pried, Father, and you never would.
Well, I don't want to keep you from your prayer. It's just this, Dizzy, I saw you petitioned once again for Brother L to be admitted to the novitiate.
Why, yes, Father. Despite the, incident last year with the fire, he has grown a great deal. He would have the support of the brothers, I'm sure.
Even Father Paul?
Fortunately for Brother L, Father Paul is not the only vote.
Don't you think this would be a little premature? Brother L has never actually petitioned for the novitiate himself.
Oh, he's been a postulant for so long, Father. I think he's just being modest.
Modest, Brother L?
I take your point. But he works hard. Surely even you see that.
I'm aware of everything that goes on in our house, brother. Be thankful that you are not.
Of course, Father.
He has worked wonders in the Singing Gardens. It speaks well of you, Dismas, to have befriended El. And it speaks well of him, too. There is more to the novitiate than dedication, or even goodness.
What's more important to our work than goodness?
Most who come to us are lifelong members of the faith. Would it surprise you to learn that Brother L is not?
The fire of a convert burns hot, Father.
And fast.
How long since he received the rites of initiation?
Would you be quite shocked if I told you he hasn't?
He isn't even a...
You see the difficulty in naming such a man to the novitiate.
Father, what is he doing here, if he isn't discerning?
Healing, I hope.
But he wears the habit...
You understand, Dizzy, that I would no more expose Brother L's life to you than I would yours to him. That is all there is to say.
Of course, Father.
But even if Brother L possessed immaculate faith and impregnable understanding, it would still be the matter of his heart.
His heart? I know him well, Brother Prior. It's a good heart.
All men have good hearts, Brother. Not all are ready to hear them.
What?
You came to us as a child. You've been here even longer than I, and there are things beyond our walls you have only glimpsed. You may understand in time. Until then, you'll have to trust me, and let Brother L walk his own path, without your help.
Respectfully, Father, I don't think we should give up on him.
Nor have I asked you to. You are his best hope. Good night, Brother Dismas.
Good night, Father.
When I signed up to be a monk, I thought it was going to be all staring into campfires until I had visions of Kaelas.
Wrong monks, brother.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Just what exactly is this giant crystal supposed to be worth to everybody around here anyway? Is it meant to be like the eye of a god or something?
Well, it isn't really our crystal.
What?
Our order didn't build the monastery. The Jarosians built it 2,000 years ago, before they went extinct. Come on, you know this. Everybody knows this.
No, keep going.
Our charism is to preserve and understand what they built, who they were, and how they know God.
Then why am I always mopping?
Because 2 weeks after you got here, you burned down half the cloister.
Look, a modern building like that, you know nobody thought it would burn that fast. And I was provoked.
Besides, well, is it true what the brothers say about you? What you did before you came here?
Ugh. Finished. Why? What did the brothers tell you?
That's why you know every star in the sky. You were a space pirate captain.
Sorry. That's not something I want to get into.
Well, okay. I've really got to be getting back.
Oh, please, sister. We just spent hours wiping the grime off this ancient crystal.
And now we're done. The chapel will glitter with 100 rainbows when the sun rises again. And I will be hiding under my cot sleeping when they summon the sisters to dawn choir.
Just a little stargazing. Still a few minutes till Vespers.
You'll show me the comet?
The Remillac? All right, Faye. Deal. Now, turn toward the west.
Ah, there you are, Brother El. Father Paul expected you'd be finished with the eye an hour ago.
Father Paul is not a talented liar.
And one of the sisters graces our order with her presence. Sister, Faye, was it?
That's right.
It's a strange name, isn't it?
In what way?
Well, it just sounds so human, you know?
No? What's a human?
You're kidding me.
To be fair, brother, there aren't any humans in this hemisphere.
Oh, there! I think I see it!
Huh? The Remillac? Not over that way, you don't.
Look!
I know, I see it. I just... That's not a comet. It's a starship. Entering geosynchronous orbit, looks like. Hey, Dizzy, you got those good binoculars on you?
Of course. I always do.
Give him over here a minute, okay?
What would a ship be doing on this side of the planet?
Perhaps they got lost on the way to the Starfleet stockade.
Or they're hiding in the stockade's sensor shadow. They're running a scan of some sort. Ah, Jehoshaphat.
Not him again.
Right? Who's he praying to? It's not one of our saints, is it?
No. It's a Jewish...
Guys, that ship, it's a Tetgaroff harvester.
What does it harvest?
Us. The Tetgaroff are slavers, Dizzy. They harvest us.
What? Oh, they can't be. Why would anyone? Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, I can see you need a minute. I'll come back to you. Sister Faye.
Yes?
The good news is there's no beaming through this atmosphere. That's why Starfleet put a stockade on Jaros 2. They'll have to get down to the troposphere before they can start beaming us into their slave pens.
And that's the good news?
It'll buy you some time to find cover. 10, maybe 15 minutes for evac protocol. I need you to get back and start moving everyone as quickly as you can into the Cave of Melora. Keep quiet, stay hidden. Oh, and take this glass cleaner.
This? Why?
The Tetgaroff are allergic to ammonia. Makes their tentacles go necrotic. You come across anything looks like a squid in big metal boots, you point, you shoot.
We don't use weapons, brother.
It's not a phaser. It's Windex. Sister, go!
I won't let you down, Mr. Space Pirate Captain, sir!
All right, Dismas, you're with me. Hey, you okay? Snap out of it. We gotta move.
We... have a distress beacon?
I know. I've seen it. Patrol lanes are at least an hour away, unless the Akira is miraculously close by. Nope. By the time Starfleet got here, we'd be gone. As good as fish food.
Then, Are they going to destroy our home?
Not if we have anything to say about it, buddy. Let's get to work.
I repeat, it's a monastery. We don't keep weapons.
Yeah, still working on that.
Sicculocutas est a patres nostros. In secula semini eius.
I'm sorry, but does anyone else hear that? Fire alarm. Everyone, please proceed to fire station.
Everybody run! The squid people are coming! We've got to get to the caves!
Squid people? Sister Faye.
That's what Brother El said! We have to hide in the caves!
Brother El. Father Paul?
Yes, Father.
Take the brothers, find the sisters, and get everyone into the caves. Sister Faye, you go with them.
But he...
And tell me where I can find Brother El right this moment.
Exactly what are we doing in the mausoleum, El?
Get up here on the platform. I need your help.
With what?
With this. This eternal searchlight thing is basically just a dilithium-powered energy beam pointed up at the sky, isn't it?
How do you know how it's powered?
I'd know that hum with one ear tied behind my back. The light show this makes, there's gotta be a big hunk of dilithium in here somewhere. I just disabled the power limiter.
El, this is one of the relics in our order's protection. Saint Palandine herself.
I'm not gonna break it, Dizzy. I'm just gonna aim it away from the sky. Come over here and help me pry this wooden bench off the wall.
The prayer, Sedilia. This is where I first...
I just need a slab of wood to use as a lever.
Brother!
Step two, the Tetgaroth will be here in five.
If we must. Wait! A lever? To leverage what?
This restraining ring containing the energy beam.
Are you insane? You blow us up? And the whole mausoleum.
Hey, I'm not trying to remove it. I just want to nudge it. Maybe, 2.5 degrees starboard.
Starboard?
To the right, Dizzy. To the right. Sorry, old habit.
Brother El.
Dizzy, they're coming to take you away from here forever.
It won't harm the relics?
What does it? Of course it won't. Now, come on.
All right. Heave.
Time to harvesting distance.
4 minutes, Master.
Assemble the collection teams in transporter bays.
Master, we're being hailed.
Let me hear their pathetic mewling.
In the name of God, I greet you and offer the simple hospitality of our monastery to you, weary travelers.
Ha! Pray to your god, fool. For we are the Tetgaroth, and we are now your owners.
Then it is as I feared. I must warn you, Sir Captain, to withdraw to a high orbit.
Warn me? Will you pray my men out of the sky?
There is one who defends this world, Sir Captain, and I fear I will not be in time to protect you from him. Please withdraw.
Who? One of your gods? Then let them try to save you from our torturers. You're monks. There are no weapons worthy of the name in 20 million meters, except ours. Close channel.
But, Sir Captain...
I can't hold this.
Just a couple more steps. The slaver's ship is getting closer.
If we keep going, the beam from the searchlight's going to miss the ship.
We're not aiming for the ship!
What?
We just need to get it to go through the focusing lens at the right angle!
What focusing lens, Ev?
Okay! Hold it right there! I'm taking the fire out!
I can't!
Just hold it! That's an order!
Wait, you're aiming at the crystal eye. You can't!
Brother El, stop!
Now! Get back!
No!
What have you done?
I'm sorry, Father. I know it must look like I've lost my mind.
Oh,
where's Dizzy? Oh, Dismas!
Over here.
Oh, thank the Lords. If you'll pardon the expression, Father.
Wait a moment, brother.
Dizzy could be hurt.
How many people were on that ship?
Oh, good. You saw the ship. It was a Tetgaroth harvester, Father. They were slavers. Too many for us to handle down here.
They were children of the Image, Brother El. Did you contact them? Warn them off?
Well, there wasn't a lot of time, Father Pryor. I had to protect you. Trust me, those soggy suckers don't negotiate.
Oh, I can't move my leg, and I think I see the bone.
Go. I'm an old man. A little winded.
Right.
I'm down here.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, buddy. That leg's pretty broken. Nothing the infirmary can't fix, don't worry. But I gotta stop the bleeding, and I'm gonna need to raise your legs a little so you don't go into shock. Don't move, just lay there. This is gonna hurt like hell for a second, okay? Okay, that's it. Great job, Diz. I'm just gonna finish with this bandage.
No.
Hey, don't cry. You're gonna be fine.
It's all gone. The relics, the mausoleum. The fire's already spreading. There'll be nothing left by morning.
But we're still alive.
You just can't understand. This place mattered. It was our home, El.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay. We'll rebuild it. It'll take time, but...
You promised me.
Look, there was no time. I had one shot to stop them before it was too late. And, I'm really sorry.
Oh, you knew this was going to happen, didn't you?
I hoped it wouldn't. It was an accident. But a little surface damage is a small price to pay, right?
I see it now.
What?
What Father Pryor was trying to tell me about you.
Which is what?
That it is time for you to return to the world outside these walls, Brother El.
What? You want me to leave?
The starship Akira will make orbit in 10 minutes. You will leave with her. I am sorry. Truly.
I just saved all your lives!
By a violence which our order forswears. With a lie told to an innocent.
Look, I know all these monuments and artifacts mean a lot to you, and I know a lot of it can't be replaced, but I almost died stopping those Tetgaroth, too!
I know. As usual, it is not your fault. I have great hope for you, Commander. But... you need something we cannot offer you.
He said something. I don't know what. I was already shouting again. Truth is, I was never going to hear his answer. Not then. Maybe not even now. So what the hell is wrong with me, Skipper? I don't... I'm sorry. This was a ridiculous story. Never mind. Goodbye. Computer, transmit. All right. Let's just get this done with. Where's the laser thresher? There. Hold up against my forehead. One button to activate the beam. Just need to get the angle right. And then hit it.
There it is. The seething anger. You hide it pretty well, Ovdan. But I've watched you. It's always there, isn't it? Like magma. Just waiting for an excuse to erupt.
It doesn't work. Well, what the spast am I supposed to do with that? Go away! Oh, it's you.
Yep. It's me.
How did you know?
Even if I weren't a telepath. Even if Skipper Cox hadn't warned us after she talked to you last. You tripped every red flag in the system. You aren't subtle.
You didn't lift a finger to stop me.
I mean, I could have had 30 doctors charge in here, cart you off to psych and pump you full of prescriptions. Sure. Still can, if you're mad I robbed you of the drama.
That won't be necessary.
You know, a lot of the time, if we let it play out, the patient talks himself out of it before he pulls the trigger. A recovery the patient starts himself is usually more resilient than anything we can impose. So we disabled the thresher and let you decide.
Well, I decided. What good did it do? Still breathing.
Lucky for you, this is a Starfleet stockade. The Klingons would have handed you a knife and cheered. We help instead.
You mean metal.
You prefer the 30 doctor stampede?
No.
All right. Skipper, the prisoner would like to speak with you.
Hey.
I expected a shrink.
You kinda got one. They've kept me up in the office for hours, telling me how to talk to you.
Sorry. My fault again.
I told them I'd been your friend nearly 10 years and knew perfectly well how to talk to you.
Probably thought they could fix me by getting me to talk about my feelings after everything I've done.
Which is what exactly?
Sam, I lost the Excelsior. You know how many of the crew went down with the ship.
What? You think you should have been one of them?
I deserved it. Look, why aren't you yelling at me? I knew suicide would hurt you, and I did it anyway.
So what is it you think you did to lose the Excelsior?
I'm her captain. I'm responsible for everything that happens under my command.
Didn't you make Yuburi captain?
Well, sure.
What did you do?
Tried to help her. Didn't work out.
How'd you help?
Research, ideas, moral support. Had to hold what was left of the crew together, keep their hopes up.
Their hopes of going home.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that, is there? So what happened?
It almost worked. If we had stuck together, if we'd all believed in what we were doing.
Who didn't believe?
Lorok, my own XO. My fault.
You didn't pick him, though, did you? Captain Cortez chose him.
How could she have known what he was? Even I didn't see it come until the knife was buried in my back. What are you playing at, Sam? I know you think I was wrong about everything.
We both know what I think. Because I screamed it at you on my last few visits. But look how that worked out. So now, I'm trying to understand what you think.
I'm not going to be interrogated.
All right, I'll cut to the chase. What's keeping you from killing Alex Lorok?
What?
What's stopping you from spending the rest of your prison sentence plotting ways to murder your old first officer? You don't even have to get away with it. You're already suicidal.
Are you serious?
If Larok is responsible for the deaths of 100 of your crew, and Starfleet won't hold him accountable, out in the Big Empty, we dealt with people like that. But instead of figuring out how to put a gun to his head, you've got one up against yours.
I guess I can add stupidity to my list of sins.
I don't believe that. I don't think you do either. Have you read the Starfleet Corps of Engineers report on the Excelsior?
They're already finished? I thought another year, maybe two.
You want a copy? I've got it here.
Somehow I'm not feeling up to a technical dissection of the worst day of my life here on my suicide day, Skip.
Then would you like to know what they concluded about your plan to time travel home?
No.
Why not? This report could vindicate you. It could prove your stunt would have worked if only Neva hadn't shot the warp core.
I already know it would have worked. I don't need it nitpicked by some bureaucrat's committee.
Then you've got nothing to be afraid of. Executive summary. The total loss of the USS Excelsior C...
No!
Oh, I thought you already knew what this said.
We're done.
Why did you do that?
It was real nice seeing you, Skipper.
Were you surprised you did that?
Send in the 30 doctors, please!
Were you afraid of what's on it?
Don't you get it, Skipper? Don't you get it? It doesn't matter what the pad says. I was right. I'm the hero of Chintaka, protector of that rinky-dink monastery, the savior of the whole damn galaxy. And I am owed, Skipper, I'm owed. They stole my ship from me because I did what I had to do to save my people. And then I was supposed to farm some hopeless field till my teeth fall out and I shrivel up and die in the mud? No, lords, damn it, never!
And what about your crew?
I saved them all at Gevenon. I saved everyone at Gevenon.
So you kill your crew? No harm, no foul, is that
it? Then it would be their privilege to die for me!
Jehoshaphat. Skipper, that's not...
So I guess Lieutenant Callie was right.
Who?
Your warden, the telepath. She's the one who held off the doctors. Brought me here instead.
Oh, yeah? And how does she want you to talk to me?
Don't try to make him listen to you. He won't. Make him listen to himself. I'll leave you to mull that for a while.
You're leaving?
I heard your little speech.
Skipper, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Don't give me that bullshit, Dovan! You meant every word!
You're right. I did.
Damn. Straight.
And I'm really sorry. Please.
Okay.
I couldn't see it.
Elkar, if you ever want to be a person again, you've got to stop lying.
Okay, yes, I could have. I knew. It's why I was gonna, well, you know. But I never said it. Not in words.
The lies that really kill you, they're the ones you tell yourself.
Melissa once told me that my legacy was Gevenon. It was like she'd put a knife through me, and here I was, patting myself on the back for it all along.
Did she know?
I couldn't say. Melissa stopped talking to me a couple years ago. Just stopped. I don't know why. She had a dozen good reasons, and I thought up half a dozen bad ones. But what really drives me crazy is I don't know which one it was. I thought in the end she'd forgiven me for Gevenon, but...
Were you ever sorry?
No.
There's a question about Gevenon, Elkar. A question you never asked me.
What are you talking about?
You knew I was marooned on Gevenon for months, but you always changed the subject.
Skipper, you clearly want to tell me something, so why don't you just spit it out?
No.
No?
You know the question. You have to ask it. It can't be me.
I don't,
Skipper, were there any children on Gevenon Prime?
Oh.
We always said it was a garrison world. No civilians. Wasn't that true?
The buggers couldn't infest the babies. Not until they were born.
How many? Damn it, Sam. Tell me.
About 60 million.
No. No, no, no.
Hi, I'm James Haney, showrunner. Alcar Dovan's story is his own. It is not representative and isn't meant to be. But his failure to seek help is all too common. If you're thinking of killing yourself, you might be able to talk to a Skipper Cox in your life, or you could pick up a phone and dial 988 in the US or Canada, or 116123 in much of Europe. There are also resources at afsp.org. If Alcar had managed to kill himself, the consequences for the galaxy would have been... Well, you'll find out in our next episodes. But if you kill yourself, the consequences for the galaxy will be much worse. I've seen that for myself. Please, take care of yourself. Thanks for listening.
This episode of Starship Excelsior, The Speech That Lies at the Center of His Soul, was written by Larry Phelan and James Haney. Alcar Dovan was Larry Phelan. Skipper Cox, Elise Krawick. Father Pryor, Robert Thomas Hawk. Lieutenant Kelly, Katie Gomez. Sister Faye, Jennifer Ann Scott. The Ted Gorioff, Jason Markowitz, Captain. And Gary Roskell, Helmsman. Prisoner Charlie, Chase Kupo. Crewman Harkless, Stephen Haney. Father Paul, Jim Smagata. Background Singing Monks, Samuel Gillis and James Haney. Computer, Caitlin Stollenwerk. Narrator, Mike Hennessy. Guest starring Jack Winters as Brother Dismas. Directed and post-produced by Jim Smagata. Executive producer, James Haney. Artwork by John Boss. Original music by Samuel Gillis. Full music credits at starshipexcelsior.com/credits. Transcript by Peter Stein. Special thanks to Colin Heyman, Alexandra Whitley, Peter Stein, Nathan Pope, Kenneth Moody, and Gene Roddenberry. Please leave us a review on iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use. Your feedback really helps. You can join other Excelsior fans for discussion and speculation in the fan-run Facebook group, Starship Excelsior. A fan group. Star Trek and all related marks, logos, and characters are solely owned by CBS Studios Incorporated. This fan production is not endorsed by, sponsored by, nor affiliated with CBS, Paramount Pictures, or any other Star Trek franchise, and is a non-commercial fan-made audio drama intended for recreational use. No commercial exhibition or distribution is permitted.
This has been an Excelsior production.